In Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 22, we read that the priests came in to help in the repairs, and they came from the surrounding regions. And there was momentum. Everyone wanted to be a part of it. Serving the Lord was contagious. God was moving. This was a time to rebuild, to do it together. You could feel that momentum. And I heard in a message recently, momentum is so important. One train that has no momentum can be stopped by even a penny. But a train that has momentum and is going 50 miles per hour, you could put a wall there and that train is going right through it. The Lord builds up momentum, and it happens when more people say yes to the Lord, serve together, come together, do what He wants in the way that He wants. And there's momentum from the Holy Spirit. We see this in Nehemiah chapter 3. And I want to encourage you today to think about if you've jumped in early or if you came later. Some people in this passage come in early. Being early is a pioneer who trusts the Lord right away, who blazes a trail, who is learning, and there's trial and error, and it's not easy to lead the charge. But if you've done that, well done. And then if you've come in later, you've seen, okay, there is fruit. I guess I do want to be a part of this. Well, both are important. Just remember that perspective. Those who come in early and blaze a trail in the pioneers, and those who come later, they're both part of God's movement. So value each other. If you came in later, maybe you need to acknowledge to some of those who jumped in early, you know, I was skeptical, I had kind of a bad attitude, I didn't really want to help, but I'm ready now. And then if you came in early, receive those who come later with joy. Don't have a grudge. Don't think, you know, I've been working longer and harder, and now you just come in at this point. No, together, those early, those late, those from the surrounding areas, it's God's movement. There's momentum. Say yes to the Holy Spirit.